Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Ask Kathleen. It's Sunday evening, and you know what we do on Sunday evenings. We start with Ask Kathleen as we get ready for Adam, Where Art Thou?, this fabulous program that is going to happen at 7 p.m. on the TJRS Radio Network. The number there, as you know, is 347-850-1272. And I start here to just let you know what's coming up over there on Adam, Where Art Thou? And also to answer the questions that people ask me on a weekly basis. Oh, my goodness. But tonight, I just want to let you know that this today has been one unbelievable day from beginning to end. From beginning to end. I can't even begin to explain to you the issues that came up today. And I hope my good friend Jerome joins me tonight so we can talk about this in a quantum way, if you will. But just to let you know, I'll share with you a little bit about what my day was like. Got up early this morning, feeling really good, feeling much better. I had a lot of anguish yesterday, some headaches and some discomfort and so forth that was related to some other issues. And just to let everybody know, I'm feeling great today, feeling much better today. Got ready to go to church, and, of course, we do the serious side on the TJRS Radio Network every Sunday morning. So I joined the serious side, and as I was preparing to go to church, which I do right after I get off the radio program, walking out of the house, and all of a sudden I'm hit by water coming from the ceiling. What is that? That's not supposed to happen. So I noticed that water is coming from one of the light fixtures in the ceiling. I look up, and sure enough, water is just pouring out of the ceiling. So, of course, when that happens, you run upstairs, figure out, okay, where's the water at? Let me turn it off. Something is flowing over. You know, maybe somebody forgot to turn up the sink, the bathtub, something, whatever, dishwasher, who knows. Nothing's on. Absolutely nothing's on. So, long story short, I didn't make it to church. Did not make it to church today. I really wanted to make it to church today. I didn't make it. And spent the rest of the day working on that leak from the ceiling. And as we were searching for the root cause of that leak, walking to the various ends of each pipeline that runs throughout the house and run into the water heater, which had busted and overflowed. So, that said, what's the moral of the story? I'm not really sure. Actually, I know what I think the moral of the story is. But I think I'm going to hold that to myself until a little bit later on in the show. But I will talk about this a little bit. One of the things that I noticed this past week, last week I was on, I did an interview on Black Press Radio. They do drive-by interviews with a lot of different authors and celebrities and so forth that they see online, they see the work that you're doing. And Black Press Radio called me up, and when I say drive-by, I mean drive-by. They see you online, they watch you, follow you for a while, and then without your knowledge, boom, they send you a note. Okay, hey, we want to do a drive-by interview with you. Can you do it now? You know, and I'm like, what? Now? Like, yeah, now. So fortunately, I did see the note that DC Live was sent to me, and I was available for the interview, which was fabulous, by the way. And you can check it out online. It's on my Facebook page. It's also on Black Press Radio page and on their website, which is blackpressradio.com. And you can listen to it. It's really a pretty interesting interview. But one of the things that she asked me was, well, are you saying by the title of your book, Single Mother, the New Father, that women don't need men, that children don't need fathers, that mothers don't need fathers in the family? Are you trying to say that women, we are replacing fathers in the family? And after my experience today, I'm just joking, sort of. But after my experience today, I will reiterate, let me say that, I will reiterate that women cannot replace men. You know, we just are not designed, I am not designed to replace men, nor do I seek to replace men in any way, shape, or form. And what I told her in that interview, which I hope you will listen to, is that fathers are irreplaceable. There's no to the left, everything you own is in a box to the left, is going to be applicable to fathers. Fathers are essential to families, both not only to sons, but to their daughters, and of course to the women that love them as men. So men, fathers, brothers, sons, we can't live without you. And not just when we have a leak in the house, but your energy, your presence, your aura, your testosterone, the way you look at the world, the way you look at things is different from women. And that is why God made men and God made women. We are different. Yet we work wonderfully together to make the world an incredible place, to make families the most amazing institution in the world. So I say that to say that, you know, if you are thinking that I think that men are replaceable because my title, the title of my book is Single Mothers and New Fathers, then please take a second look, pick up the book, read it, and you will see clearly that that is not what the meaning of it is. But I will go forward and say that there are 10 million single mothers raising families here in the United States alone, 10 million. So as you know that, it is what it is. You'll see, it is what it is. And, you know, there's just no getting around that. It just actually is the condition of things. So if that's the case, then what are the single moms supposed to do about that? Just give up because dad's not in the home. My son is standing here wanting to ask me a question. Did you want to say something? Huh? Yes. For how long? Oh, 8:30. I need something. Excuse me, folks, one second. To go to the store. So I'm back, and sorry about that. I'm back, and so anyway, yes, I want you to listen to that interview. I want you to pick up my book. I want you to take a look at it, but I also want you to let me know your thoughts about, you know, well, what are the women who are raising children supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Supposed to just give up because it's just you? You can't. That's impossible. So the whole goal of this movement is to make sure that we can bring unity and bring everyone into the fold, working together ultimately for the best interest of children. And if it's, we're working in the best interest of children, then we're working in the best interest of family, we're working in the best interest of family, we're working in the best interest of community, we're working in the best interest of community, we are working in the best interest of the world. So that said, I'd like to go into what we are doing on Adam, Where Art Thou this evening, which is talking to a gentleman by the name of Mr. Russell Blake. And Mr. Blake is phenomenal. He is a musician, he is an author, and he wrote a book called The Virtuous Black Woman. And that book is just an incredible read, and I encourage all of you to take a listen to it. And I will come back and talk to you a little bit more about that shortly. We're going to take a real quick break. And hang on, stay tuned, because I want to tell you a little bit more about Russell Blake and how we happen to get in touch with each other as we prepare for Adam, Where Art Thou, which is coming up at 7 p.m. 347-850-1272 is the call-in number. And I'll see you in just a second. Hi, I'm back, and I just wanted to play that song by Josh Groban just to cool me down a little bit, because it's been one heck of a day. But anyway, I'm really excited about the program this evening. We're going to be talking to Mr. Russell Blake. First of all, he is a musician, so we're going to be featuring his music on Adam, Where Art Thou tonight. Second of all, he wrote this fabulous book, The Virtuous Black Woman, and the exciting thing about that is that Mr. Blake is talking about not only black women in general, but how worthy black women are of love, and also how interesting it is that black women in particular are not respected in the world that we live in, often not respected, often not cherished, often not heralded as the Nubian queen that he says that we are. So we're going to be talking to him about that. It's going to be a very interesting conversation. And not only that, but this is fabulous to mention that Mr. Blake's book, The Virtuous Black Woman, has just been picked up by the National Domestic Violence Registry. So they are signed on as co-sponsors, and he is a spokesperson for them. And they, the National Domestic Violence Registry, will be joining us on Adam, Where Art Thou tonight at 7 p.m. So I just wanted to let you know that. I'm going to be talking with you a little bit more next week about the various questions that are asked of me. But for this evening, I just wanted to share with you, because of that challenge that I received from Black Press Radio this week, I just wanted to share with you a little bit about the controversy that's growing about my book, the title, and what I'm speaking about as a single mom raising a son. And that is the challenge. I see it all over the internet right now. Even Dr. Boyce is talking about the question as to whether or not a woman can raise a man. And all I have to say about that is, you know what? There's a whole lot of us doing it right now. There's a whole lot of us doing it right now. So like it or not, it's being done. And if women do not have the option, and often women don't take any option, we have our kids, we raise them. There's no option. There's no option. Are you going to feed them tonight? There's no option. You're going to pay their, buy their little clothes and send them to school with lunch and so forth? There's no option. There's no option for us to take, many of us. And on the other hand, sometimes you do see men taking an option for those women who are raising their children alone. Thank God for the fathers who understand the importance of being engaged and involved. I know many of them. I work with tons of them. And I also work with organizations who are working towards bringing dads into the fold, those who have walked away for any number of reasons. A lot of them say they walked away because the women run them away, and that's another conversation. We're going to have that conversation one night, too. But I just wanted to bring that up, that, listen, women are raising children, and many of them are raising them alone. Many of the young people that I speak to, they don't know who their fathers are, where their fathers are. Some of them have never met them. Some of them met their dads when they hit their 20s. So it's a problem, and it's something that we are talking about often right here on this program. We talk about it a lot on Ask Kathleen. We speak to both dads that have stayed away from their kids, as well as dads who are custodial fathers and dads who are struggling to get back into the lives of the children that they are father to. So that said, we're going to tune out. Get ready. I'm going to freshen up, get some of this leaky water off of my person, and get myself ready to talk with you on Adam, Where Art Thou with Mr. Russell Blake. I'm really excited about that. Also, we have the representatives from the National Domestic Violence Registry who are going to be joining us this evening, and it's just going to be an incredible show. So I look forward to seeing you over there. Have a great evening wherever you happen to be. If you're out in the park, you're riding your bike, you're chilling on the beach, whatever it is, too, if you have a phone signal, call in, check us out on Adam. Now I look forward to seeing you over there. Okay, God bless. Talk to you in just a few minutes. Bye-bye. This is Ask Kathleen, and we will see you shortly. Talk to you.
Remote control, and there you go, off into outer space, distant from me. Where do you go? Your eyes are closed. I'd like to know. I stop to next to you because you seem so blue, and pray nothing grows, baby. I don't wanna see us burn down and go up in smoke.
Thanks for listening to Ask Kathleen. This is your host, Kathleen Williams. We're signing out right now. Thanks so much. If you need to get in touch with me, you can hit me up at Kathleen@KathleenWilliams.com. I look forward to your questions, your comments, and your conversation. Have a fabulous week. And don't forget, in 30 minutes, we'll see you over on the TJRS Radio Network. 347-850-1272 is the number. Call in. Talk to me. And I'll see you there. Have a great week. Love you. Bye-bye.